Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 117. You've been around for 117 episodes letting these guys offend you. This will be released September 28, 2025. Join us live every Saturday on YouTube. We're live at 7 p.m. Like us and share us on all the socials. You can commonly find us on YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. Dave does a great job taking care of all those pages for us. And Steve will kick you off if you try to sell anything. Share your thoughts with us, show at 3ftpodcast.org, show at 3ftpodcast.org. Dave loves to read those thoughts. Helps him organize them for the show. I'm the girl with the red lipstick, the one introducing the guys you've all been waiting for. Here's Dave. Take it away.
And the red hat to go with the lipsticks. How are you guys doing
today? I forgot to say my name.
Yeah. This is the girl. We call her Malia.
The girl, Malia.
Yeah. Normally, we usually just yell at her and say, hey, you, girl. But it's actually Malia. She does a pretty good
hey,
job.
Hey, they're not that nice. Trust me.
And I'm here to welcome my third compadre down there on the bottom, getting ready to roll into this big old wide show. What do you got there, Steve?
Hey, I'm Steve. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week. Oh, wait. We're starting. Hey, good day. Enjoy the show. How was your week? Busy week?
I guess it was. A normal week down to Texas.
Busy
and
enough when I try calling you, you're sleeping, so.
Yeah. My days and nights are kind of messed up, and nights and days are
little. Yeah, he will not answer phones.
I don't hear it. I literally don't hear it.
Or he'll call you back, and then you don't hear back from him.
Yeah. Well, I do, but it's today, like 3 hours later, I guess.
And he answers, he goes, yeah. And I said, hold on. I said, let me tell you how your day went yesterday. Just guessing. I said, I'm like a detective. He's like, what? I said, you got off early, went home, ate dinner, and fell asleep. And then about midnight, you woke up and started posting stuff on Facebook. Because I woke up to take a leak like old men do in the middle of the night. And it showed we had a post on there 5 minutes ago after midnight. I'm like, okay. And he's like, well, you're sort of close, but no. He's like, I got stuff that is set to release. Why don't I have to do it at a certain time? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you told me that. But he's like, I was sleeping. But he got caught running late and everything. But yeah, you know, normally, if you can't get a hold of him, he's ate and went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Belly, you should have reached out to me, Dave. I mean, I'm up at night. I don't do anything. We could have did like IHOP.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
I was in Indianapolis. It's been a long drive to get to IHOP.
Okay, that's
I wasn't
right.
back yet.
You could have come down there to IHOP down there.
I guess I could have, yeah.
You cut one leg
There's
off and hop
more
on
fancier
down.
Fancier breakfast places down in Indy, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Hi, Rich. I see you've joined us on the live stream there.
Oh, hey, are we actually on?
Oh, yeah.
Good evening,
I'm trying
Canada.
To find it still again.
That's all right. It ain't there. It's still
Is
going.
It 7 p.m. in Canada?
I haven't found it yet.
I don't know what time it is.
Yeah, they're kind of on the same time zones as we are. But
are they?
Yeah, okay. East, Mountain, Central, you know. The sun.
I don't know.
The sun doesn't discriminate when you go north and south, just when you go east and west. So. So.
Well, I lived in Michigan for a while, and we were on a different time than Indiana. And
well, yeah, that's because Indiana was never changed there, so we always had different times. But I used to love it when we didn't. So how was your week, Malia? Did you have an exciting week?
I got my hair done today.
I see that, yeah. I got some
cut,
nice curls.
Colored. She curled it. She was all nice about it. I said, you know, I'm going to put a hat on when I leave.
What do you mean she was all nice about it? Was she supposed to be pissy or something?
Yeah.
That make no sense. She was
sit down, bitch. I'm going to cut your hair. No, you don't got no say-so.
No. It's just getting the girl stuff done. You know, I don't do my own hair. You guys know that. I just wash it and throw it on. It's like.
Malia doing the girly stuff kind of throws the balance off when she's got to take her hat off, got to take her work boots off.
I said, you did all this nice stuff to my hair and sprayed it with all this wonderful, like, but I'm going to go outside and put my hat on. I just know it. You know?
Well, but, we'll post all those good pictures so everybody can see what it did look like before you crammed the hat down on it. She's got a big ball next weekend, Steve. She's going to dress up. She's putting a dress on. The girl's putting a dress on.
Well, she's dressed up before for a thing, and we give her a hard time about it.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah, we got another one next
weekend.
Yeah,
boots.
I'm sure there'll be some boots and something.
Well,
that
and guess what?
Whatever color they are is going to match
doing
something.
My hair because I'm not doing my hair. She has me on her schedule. I'll walk in, take my hat off. She'll do her thing. I'll go. And when I'm at these events, people who know me, you know, my customers and stuff that I take care of, they're always like, they'll walk by me. They don't even recognize me.
Yeah.
And then something will dawn on them, and they're like, "What? Do I know that person?" And they'll turn around and they're like, "I'll talk to them," and they're like, "Malia, I'm so sorry." I said, "No, it's okay. I don't have my hat on and my pocket knife."
I'll be able to pick on her live because she conned me into buying tickets. So I bought a bunch of tickets, and I'm going to take some friends of mine. We're going to go down there and raise hell. It's a nice fundraiser. So we'll have some. It's one of your favorite things, Steve. Too bad you couldn't get your butt up here.
Bourbon
and bingo, you know.
Well, in honor of you, I picked up Angel's Envy as the basket.
It's usually a pretty good one. I mean,
yeah,
you said it was. And the last time I got it for customers, they drank the whole bottle and they really liked it. So I was like, well, that's a good one to go.
I got a question.
Good one.
If it's bourbon and bingo, after about halfway through the night, ain't people just going to just say bingo because they've had too much bourbon?
They come check their car.
or they're going to yell bourbon.
Well, you do. You kind of lose track of the bingo. You do. I did anyway. I was like, well, and I don't.
Am I supposed to not? What was the last number?
Well, I remember one time, Dave, going to a fundraiser thing at the Grand Wayne Center there in downtown Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
And it was a wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've talked about this one before, but it was a wine tasting deal, and it was sort of dressy. It was sort of dressy, and they gave you, you know, just like little
tasters.
But after you hit 50 or 60 of them,
I'll tell you what,
you are liquored up in that sugary wine. And there was wines. There was one
sugary
there
wine.
That was a chocolate wine. It was like drinking Yoo-Hoo.
Uh-huh.
And there was alcohol in it. And
I'm not
really
a fan of Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, we bought 3 bottles of that.
I bet you did.
And it was like, it wasn't real expensive. It might have been $50 or $75 a person.
You realize I'm thinking about the song Strawberry Wine now.
Strawberry Wine, Boone's Farm.
Well, that's what we had back in the days.
Or the Red, what they White, call Mad Dog, but it's actually Mogan David.
Yeah, Mogan David 2020. Yeah.
Or she probably knows this one, the 2-liter bottle of Purple Passion. Did you ever have that?
No, Malia was not a big partier. She became a mom.
I was a mom at 15.
Well,
I didn't really
the thing is,
and then it was like
they had to be
Bud Light,
catering that stuff to children because it looked like a 2-liter bottle of pop.
Oh, yeah.
And it was alcohol, and it was it's like drinking grape knee-high pop. And it was liquor, and it was whoo.
We went down.
They were talking about bringing it back.
I didn't drink pop. Honestly, I didn't drink pop or coffee until I was probably in my 20s.
We went down to Myrtle Beach one weekend, and me and my buddy was sitting on the beach. And you know them little 4-packs of Jack Daniel's them little lemon lime refreshment drinks. We had about 6 of them, and we sat there on the beach and drank them. And, you know, they just taste like lemonade. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to get up and walk back to the motel.
And
that
you found out it wasn't just lemonade.
it was a long, wobbly one. You know, when you got a zigzag, you'd think the submarines were chasing me and I was trying to avoid getting bombed.
The submarines.
Back
in the water, Dave.
Back in water. What do they call that? Tacking. That's what it is. Yeah. I was tacking, trying to keep the fish from biting my ass because I was so drunk.
Oh my, kind of like the bees. We were running from the bees the other
oh,
day.
I've oh, I've not had it.
He's on a he's like, team this morning. Fish, this bees. Morning, he's like, he goes, and things finally stopped itching.
Got about four scabs I picked off today from probably the ones that
probably, like I said, you probably still had stingers in your freaking yeah. leg.
So, but I'm glad that's over with. That was a lot. Woo! I ain't been lit up in a long time. By the way, it's Dave's fault. I know who that is now. That is our buddy Mike.
Is it?
Yes.
Did he tell you?
Yeah, he told me this morning at breakfast. He just put it on there. So he said, you know, that's me on there. And I'm like, Mike. He goes, well, I was doing something with an AI and it come up that way we were talking. He goes, I liked it, so I left it. And well, it probably was my fault. It probably was
I was
my
saying
fault.
That just,
it usually is.
Yeah. I was saying this is Dave's fault just today. I was trying to get from, I had to do some stuff on cold, a bunch of running around, just put it that way. And I start driving and I was like, nope, I'm going to play Frogger. Dave taught me how to go through Frogger. All these parking lots. I am going to play Frogger, frog hop through these parking lots. And I tell you, it was much quicker getting to where
I
had
to
go.
You're supposed to keep it a secret, Dave.
Yeah, I know. But he's got Goofy.
And I thought, if I get pulled over, I'm going to be like, it's Dave's fault. Dave taught me. He works for the trash company. Well, he did.
I just heard a joke about a trash man.
What's that?
You don't
probably
remember
one it. We can't tell.
No, I just told him.
Oh.
How do you get a garbage truck driver to join the mafia?
Oh.
Do you remember?
You make him an offer he can't resist.
Refuse, but close refuse, enough. There you go. There's our stupid garbage joke of the week. I do have
another
some,
Dave-ism. Please email better jokes. show@3ftpodcast.org. show@3ftpodcast.org.
I do have something I want to ask you guys.
Better jokes, please.
And kidding. This will be quite comical listening to our answers. But as we were growing up in our younger days, I would like to know what TV show you used to watch that you would have loved to have been part of. Like if you were, you know, Eight's Enough and you wanted to be on that show, or if it's Elf. The Waltons or the show Alf or yeah. whatever.
Is I want to be on Elf.
Alf would have been the show you wanted to be on with
yeah,
Robin
I'd
Williams.
I want to be on that one. Heck yeah.
Not Mork and Mindy.
Yeah. What about
Robin Williams?
Were you talking
Alf,
about when
I was
a kid? Are you talking about when I'm a kid? Yeah, I'd want to be on Elf. I would want to find me my own Elf.
No, that really. It was the same show, but it was what was that one? He was the alien. What was that show called?
Mork and Mindy.
Oh yeah, Mork and Mindy, but Alf and the other, right.
With Pam Dolber.
I seen a lot of videos.
No, Elf
this
got
week.
In trouble. I like that. Would...
Yeah, he. What about you, Steve? What would be your show?
Not a cat person, so
I think we started when you told me, wait, save it for the show, save it for the show.
Yeah, you started to tell me.
There's of them. There's old shows I remember back in the day, like Hogan's Heroes,
yeah,
and McHale's Navy. I don't know, Bonanza.
You would be you in know. There trying to get them far lines, them ladies.
No, I remember it was.
Hey, Schultz.
McHale's Navy, where it was, you know, hop, sing, chop, chop.
Yeah, the enemy. The enemy was part of their crew, and back in World War II. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Mm. Not a bit racist back in the day, was it?
Well, I seen it. Hold on. Racist is Mel Brooks. That is one of the biggest Jews in Hollywood. And when he made Blazing Saddles, they had a thing on Facebook. It says about a new Blazing Saddles coming out. And here's the trailer for it. And it was just said Blazing Saddles. And that was it. You couldn't show nothing because it was so offensive.
Oh, Don put the Dukes of Hazzard. I got to go with that. Mm-hmm. I like the Dukes of Hazzard. I would jump all the
way. I would
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Being older, go with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, he drives a school bus. He could probably jump one of them too.
Mm-hmm. I want to be Cletus. I drive the wrecker around and got to take Daisy everywhere.
I wouldn't care as long as I got to
Roscoe Pico train.
Off the road.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Run from the cops.
Couple of mine would be I would like to be on the Jeffersons back in the day. You remember that?
Isn't that a cartoon?
Hey, Honky.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jeffersons. Isn't that a cartoon, Jeffersons?
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking about the Jetsons.
I'm thinking of the Jetsons. I'm like, that's why I'm laughing. I'm like, yeah,
easy,
this was a
easy there, Rosie.
Yeah.
Dave, I mean, the only way I would want you to be on the Jeffersons is if you had his same haircut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I got to own laundromats. Come on, dry cleaning.
Too funny.
That would be hilarious to me. That or Archie Bunker. Just to be on All in the Family. That would be hilarious.
Here, I got some trivia for you.
Okay, okay.
What was the, well, you guys should know by now. Archie Bunker, Archie Bunker was the first show on network television to ever have a toilet flush on it.
Was it?
Yes, that's like a trivia question on like Trivia Pursuit or some weird.
Do you remember the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yep.
They wouldn't let them sleep together in the same bed. That's why they had separate beds in the bedroom. Because they wouldn't.
That's
let
just
them.
The way it was back then. Yeah, I think every show that was ever on had twin beds in
it. Twin beds in it. Yeah, nobody was allowed to sleep together because it was wrong. And but it
unless
could trip
were,
over
unless
the ottoman.
Unless you were Mr. French.
Mr. French.
Ever that show.
My Three Sons.
Something. Oh well. Anyway, Malia's her hat there has say the name for me.
Rieselts.
Rieselts.
Yeah, they can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how I was.
Yeah.
Rieselts.
Let's see here. If I can do this.
Rieselts Machine Works.
We met these guys at two truck shows.
What can
now.
You do in a truck bed? Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah, they've been to
what
two.
Can you do in a truck
here
bed?
We go.
We met them at two truck shows. They are some good people.
Here he is, and they are. They make truck beds. There's one that he made. I'm sharing my screen.
Oh
here
yeah, that's why
people. It's on the live. And pretty nice work. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Now Malia's wanting one of her pickups with a bed on it.
I want to take the Dodge.
You need to take your one Dodge and have them do the Diamond Plate Camper Edition tent pop-up kind of deal and get you all set up for camping.
She's already got a camper.
I know, but that way she ain't got to drag the big one with her when she goes to a truck show.
Okay.
Well, that is true. Yeah.
I kind of just want a cool flatbed with some toolboxes so I can go buy some new tools.
You can have to buy some tools. Eh?
Yeah. She can drive up to people and goes, "You need a tool? I got a tool.
You need to fix something? I want to use my truck bed."
Stop along the side of the road, get her a set of blinking lights, yellow lights up on top. "Hey, you need something fixed? I got the tools. Come on."
Yeah, look at all these compartments. I just want one now. I want to fill it. And he's got yards to.
Hey. That's pretty nice setup.
But he's got some like complete just black truck beds. Like, I mean, he just
there's some more sitting over there in the background.
Yes, he is a true harvester guy. This guy believes in international harvester. All his big trucks are harvester. He's got two or three old show trucks that are harvester. That's where we met him at the first time down there at Fort Wayne. And then
really nice guy.
And well, then somebody sucked up to get a hat. Look at her.
Well, you guys gave him a hat, so I said, "Hey, if you
wear
a hat,
give me a hat.
I would like one of your hats, and I will wear your hat on the show from time to time."
Yes,
and I've ordered that. And this is, I think, the second time I've worn it, but on the show, I wear it though. And now I got my Rieselts pants. I got those
pants.
They're not, but
no, but
what
they look
what,
like
what you
look
what you need them. Now is some. Those got jeans on them.
Jeans.
I thought they was just running pants. You got to get some red Adidas to go with them or something.
Well, I wore some nice girly boots today with them. I look good, didn't I, Dave? We went to Texas Roadhouse and some guy goes, he said, how did he say it? Never
You're
mind.
You're getting Dave Heimers
totally
too.
I am.
Yeah, hang around with Dave.
No, what do they
it's
say when you see a
on
woman
her.
With a older guy? What do you... I forget how he, but he made some kind
a
of
gold
comment
digger?
About you being my
sugar
daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Oh, daddy.
I didn't hear that.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, he said something. Like,
was it the guy sitting next to us at the bar?
No, when we were walking out, there was a couple standing in the corner.
He
said something about dad, like who's her daddy or so.
You need you one of them canes with a big glass diamond on top and a bunch of rings and walk in.
Well, now I know why you stopped and turned around looking.
I was laughing so hard, and I was like, do I tell Dave what you just said, or do I let it go? Because Dave will make it so much funnier.
Oh, I would. I had to turn around and said, oh yeah, and. The problem is, it was daddy. One of those times where there's a ton of people at the door, so we're kind of like, excuse me.
It was.
And you're always loud anyway, so.
Yeah, loud and obnoxious. Bitch, move. I got to get through here. You know? I wasn't quite that bad, but it
was. When we were sitting up to the bar eating and laughing and everything, those guys kept looking over at us from time to time, and I was laughing. I said, yeah, this is why Dave and I only have, we don't have
every
any friends.
Every time I go out to eat with Dave, I always look at the waitress and I tell her, okay, that's either before he gets to the table or while he's at the table, I said, this guy's going to talk to you and you're going to forget our fucking order.
No, they don't.
I said, write everything down, make sure.
Lots of questions.
He's going to be atrocious just handling. And we had that one girl, she's like, oh, I got it. And that was the girl that was, I don't remember what restaurant we was at. Maybe it was the Roadhouse up there.
It might have been Texas Rock, because they know him so well now.
Oh, they know him now. Yeah.
I'm on the TV screen there.
Your face is for employee of the month on one by side one or something.
Yeah.
We know this guy.
And then I also got some three fat truckers stuck on the back of the beer tap that's facing. And the bartender even stuck it on there for me. She goes, here, stick it up there. They're not looking.
Oh, hell. They're serving three fat trucker beer now, huh?
That's right. Well, actually, it's a three fat trucker barbecue sauce sticker.
Oh.
It will be gone now. They'll be like, oh.
Here, probably by the end of the month, I think everything's set. We'll be able to release all that and be able to go with our rub-a-dub-dub.
You'll know when we're releasing it because I'll be cooking with it.
Yep, and the sauce and everything. We got it made, and I got most of the label. Labeling's been a pain in the butt. But that's a whole, we won't go into that sort of subject. It was bad.
Didn't know you had to lick every sticker, did you?
Oh, no, I went through a buddy of mine and it was a little more expensive than I thought it was going to be. And then, we'll make it work, whatever. So I'm excited to release it, but you got to get the nutrition labels on there right. And the thing I forgot was the email address. So I have to go back and do that. That is like, oh, my gosh. So how was your week, Steve? You heard about ours, but we didn't hear about yours. What'd you do this week? I seen some beautiful pictures. You was up on the mountain driving around there.
Yeah, I do that about every other day, it seems like, sometimes.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You post all those pictures.
You
I'm
take
so
the
jealous.
Boys it's with pretty. You and go up there?
Yeah, it's pretty up there. We usually... It's our outing for the day kind of deal we do, but
okay.
This week I started, let's see, after Sunday evening, I started a 72-hour fast.
All right.
Really?
So 3 days. Yeah. 3 days. And by the time I got to the end of the third day, it didn't feel that bad at all. Really get by the first day was the hardest part. And then went back on the carnivore and, I don't know. It's just everything's so damn expensive.
It is.
Meat-wise. I mean, when I go to Walmart and I look in the cart and I'm like, man, I got 30, 40 bucks. Check out 112. Guess what?
Yeah, so. I got cooking. I'm actually going to go to work tomorrow, but I can't go back on duty until after 3 o'clock. And I want to get
you
over.
You said duty.
Duty.
Duty. I got duty. I'm gonna tomorrow. Be
dead. You said duty. You said
I got duty. Doo-doo. So
call Gina.
That's trucker talk. That's old.
Richie
talk.
Wants to know if it's free shipping to Canada.
Buddy. Free to Canada. I don't know.
It depends on
I have
how
to call Trump on that one. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what's the tariff gonna be on sneaking a thing of barbecue sauce? Hey, I'll meet you
heard
the
lately,
county. Go ahead.
They're talking about specific items that are going to be tariffed.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
And it's like, but the things are popping out. I'm like, what? I mean, Well, it says like upholstered furniture.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you pinpointing?
Well, you realize that we already have, we have tariffs already on with, no, we have a deal made with Mexico and Canada. So like the cars and all that stuff, that's all already been done when Trump was in office the first time. So now they're going for stupid things that they've been gouging us about. So now it's the petty tariffs we're doing. We're getting even. Since you're going to charge us $64 for every half gallon of milk, we're going to get you back on $25 for furniture. And it's just, that's what you're going through. So
do we take a break about 20 minutes?
What's that?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break.
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're pretty close to it.
Cut us out, and we're at 24, I think.
Yeah, well, so it just makes it worse for our posters, not us. So, but yeah, we can take a break now. Are you guys ready? Well, we'll come right back here in a minute, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Run. And
back on, and I'm going to tear us new. No, I'm
just and we're back.
That's $50.
$50 you got to charge. Well, maybe I can get Rich to meet me at the bridge, and we can meet halfway at the bridge instead of paying tariff.
And just throw it across.
Yeah, here, catch.
Squeeze it at him.
No, I've watched movies, Dave, where there's a backwoods little road that crosses over, and there's nobody there.
Oh, yeah, that's up in Maine.
Border Patrol.
Yeah, there ain't nobody up there.
Then you can throw a rug and tell them to get a bag and try to catch it.
Say, up in Michigan and stuff, too. I mean, there's...
Well, you got a bridge about everywhere. You got one in the Thumb. You got one there. Well, you know, Port the new Clinton. One's about ready to open.
Detroit?
Yeah.
Well, didn't they have... That one was...
The one in Detroit, the Ambassador, is privately owned. A guy has made money off of that for like 60 years.
That's funny.
And he's charged a toll on it. So now Canada's building one, and we're building one that's supposed to meet in the middle if they can figure out the metric to, you know, get to the middle. Hey, we're off about 4 inches. No, we're off 3 centimeters.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Yeah, typical guy.
Well, we got a little news story here. Steve, you want to fumble through it? Because
Steve's going to read it because I don't like some of the words.
I got stuff everywhere here, and I think I might have lost it. Let's go down here.
I'm going to try to listen.
There it is.
Follow and pay attention, right?
Yeah, right.
So, are you going to type in something for
us? Well, we got U.S. Department of Transportation. Trump's Transportation Secretary, Sean P. Duffy. Not Sean P. Puffy. Combs. No, Sean P. Duffy takes emergency action to protect America's second restricted non-domiciled CDLs. Friday, September 26, 2025.
Domicile, that's a hard word to say there.
Say that, Malia.
Shut up.
Here we go. New rules close dangerous loopholes, hold states accountable, and launches immediate enforcement action against California for gross negligence. Dateline Washington, D.C. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean P. Duffy today announced an emergency action to drastically restrict who is eligible for a non-domiciled commercial learner's permit and a commercial driver's license. The rule, effective immediately, comes in response to an ongoing nationwide audit by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and a recent series of horrific fatal crashes caused by non-domiciled drivers. The audit has uncovered both a catastrophic pattern of states issuing licenses illegally to foreign drivers, as well as the fact that even the current regulatory framework is followed, it can fail. The confluence of these two factors had created an imminent hazard on America's roadways that must be fixed. Moving forward, non-citizens will not be eligible for a non-domiciled CDL unless they meet a strict, much stricter set of rules, including an employment-based visa and undergoing a mandatory federal immigration status check using the SAVE system. What our team has discovered should disturb and anger every American, said U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean P. Duffy. Licenses to operate a massive 80,000-pound truck are being issued to dangerous foreign drivers, oftentimes illegally. This is a direct threat to the safety of every family on the road, and I won't stand for it, he says. Today's actions will prevent unsafe foreign drivers from renewing their licenses and hold states accountable to immediately invalid improperly issued licenses. The FMCSA's nationwide audit on non-domiciled CDLs uncovered systematic non-compliance across several states. The worst and most erroneous is California. Due to weak oversight, insufficient training, and the programming errors.
Weak oversight, you mean?
Yeah, the agency found a large number of non-domiciled CDLs were issued. You can go to the U.S. Department of Transportation to read the whole story. Now, yeah, I have a question. Let me minimize this down so I can see a response.
Yeah, it's quite long. I didn't want to go through the whole thing.
But. Now, Richie's in Canada.
Yes, sir.
Is that considered a non-domicile? I don't know how the licensing works for Canada to.
Well, here, no, I mean, Canada has a same similar as us.
Well, they have different hours of service when they're in Canada, but I think they got to abide by ours while they're here.
But the licenses are the same. The Canada licenses are the same. The non-domiciling is they're letting people that their visas have already expired.
And I don't know. They have a visa from Canada to come here. I mean,
no, it isn't Canada that they're.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go through the whole story, they go into a lot of detail. But we don't. I mean, that would take our whole show to read how big it is and everything. So, but. This one we would throw. Let CDL life take a break.
I'm about ready to move to Canada to get my free health care.
Yeah, ain't nothing free about the health care up there, except you can come down here and get in line. Richie was in Maine Wednesday and said, we got to switch that. So, told him Maine. I was in Texas Wednesday. I was as far away from him. I was all the way down Corpus Christi. You couldn't get much farther.
Oh, he was in what, Maine?
Yeah.
Maine
on one. So that wouldn't have worked out, but
wow.
Yeah, there's been a lot of trucking news this week. I heard some rumor. Well, people on
you know Dave hears all the rumors
on the old interweb here about
the parking lots, hey.
Yeah. Esta was in a little bit of trouble and phone calls and dispatchers were not getting hold of drivers and stuff. But Friday I seen a few on the road and that was the first I seen all week. So I don't know what the total story is on that, but it's something to look at. And didn't you say you seen something earlier this week too, Steve?
On what?
LTL.
Oh, yeah. What, company's going out of business?
Yeah.
I think I seen one on, they were advertised talking about, I don't know if Mother Trucker covered this either. It was LTI.
Oh, LTI.
Where they closed the doors and I didn't catch the whole story. I don't know if they's leaving their guys stranded and not getting them paid or.
Really?
It sounded like every other trucking company closing the doors. There was one a while back that was a mom and pop that was a large company. I don't remember the name of it, but they closed the doors, but. They made sure their drivers all got home, all got paid before they ended up closing it. You know, they didn't screw the driver.
That's what it should be. So how would they leave you out in the field? They just tell you to park the truck? How does that work? Are you kidding me?
Park it, shut it off, leave the keys in it, go home.
All right, Richie, when you get to Maine, I want you to park that truck. I mean, seriously, they would do that? A company could do that?
Oh, like, yeah.
They would leave him in another country.
Like I don't know how that worked for like him up there for, you know, out of the country, but
yeah, but they would do that to a driver, like leave.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, there's lots of companies.
Oh,
when they're back in the day, remember when Consolidated Freight, an LTL company, old Cornflakes, everybody showed up to work and the gates were locked, couldn't even get their trucks.
Yep. Or they didn't tell them nothing. Well, they did the same thing with Holland not that long ago. Holland just went through this. And so did Yeller.
Can they shut your truck off if you don't park it? Because I wouldn't park it. I'd drive home.
I would park it.
I'd park it in their office.
But that's not the problem.
I would absolutely park it in their office.
That was the guy that didn't get paid for.
I would be like, you ain't paying me. You got to pay for some repairs.
Well, see, to get home, Malia, sometimes you got to buy fuel. And they shut the fuel cards off so you can't get fuel to get all the way back. So
yeah, well, I'm a girl.
Stranded.
I'll figure that crap out. I'm getting back.
Well, but that, you remember seeing that video with the guy with the dump trailers? Didn't get paid from a company, so they brought, I don't know how many loads of manure and dumped it in their front yard of the building.
Some of the drivers were taking the fuel cards and then just pulling up to the, and then fueling everybody's truck. On their fuel cards, and then
everybody pay him cash.
Yeah, so he gets his pay
on instead of four.
Yeah, so he gets his money. So that's why when these companies go out, they shut everything off. Mm. I mean, we have fuel and credit cards on our.
Well, then I would drive it until it was empty.
That's about.
But I would park it. I would absolutely park it for them, but not in a position they would want it.
Yeah.
It
was a guy's zip.
It'd be up either, the dirt ramp, because I've always wanted to go down one of them dirt ramps.
So you mean the runaway ramps?
Yeah, I would probably drive it down one of them.
No, it's the drivers that disabled the tracker on the trucks, either put like a metal bucket over the satellite or something, and left the truck run on high idle in the truck stop and locked it and just left it.
Yeah.
Till it run out of fuel.
I would drive it till I ran out, but I would go down one of them runaway ramps or something.
Let them pay for the tow bill to get it out of
I would make my parking fun.
I can't understand what happened to this truck. She's empty and on the runaway ramp. The bikes ain't bad at all.
I'm blonde and couldn't figure out. I'm just a girl. I don't know.
I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl. You told me to park.
Told me to go park.
How you say JB Hunt in German, don't you?
What's that?
Schneider.
I just can't believe they leave these guys stranded. That's terrible. Well, and I'd like to hear some trucker stories on that. Like, for real, if you've been stranded, I'd like to hear stories.
Oh,
like,
there's lots of them. I mean, there's lots of guys.
I mean, that's terrible.
Well,
and then
it seems
what did
like
you do?
Here,
did you drive the truck down a ramp? Because
they'll leave them.
I'd love to hear the stories, because that's crazy.
You leave them down there in Texas, they'll be stripped.
Yeah.
Wheels, everything gone.
And then they'll be in Mexico next week.
Pretty much.
I mean, why wouldn't you just bring...
Or the whole truck to Mexico.
Because
you had to bring people
These
home.
Big companies literally run out of money. They have no money. The bank shuts them off. They can't get money. There's
line
no
of credit is done.
The line
yeah.
of credit's done. They just shut all the money
But it seems
off.
Like there's been... Well, with the ones that have been going out, closing the doors, then you got mergers of bigger ones that are taking over, like monopolizing... The deal.
You mean England Knight Swift?
Oh yeah, that is a huge. I don't even think they have an account on what
they
have yet.
They
there's no way
they're all separate.
It's scattered.
Yeah.
Well, and there's so many. I mean, there's some that are. I mean, there's units in Canada, Mexico. I mean, they've got them everywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy.
And Knight already had three or four different. Sectors of their own where it was ones that was in Indiana, the ones out of Arizona, and it said on the side of the truck, Indiana or Arizona. You know, they had plenty of domiciles.
Domicile, so, yeah.
Smart ass. I don't like the word. I'm sorry. I just don't know. I want to say something else. I don't know.
Donkey.
Yeah, something. But
I'm behaving myself. What is the deal here lately with all the semi crashes and rollovers? I don't know if
there's a lot of them. There's a lot.
Well, I don't know if we're just getting more of it because there's so much media, and anybody can take a picture or video and put it out there.
And that's probably what a lot of it is.
You know, was there that many back in the 80s and 90s, or you know?
Yeah, there was a lot of wrecks and stuff. I mean, I love going on some of these old freight pages and seeing when back in the 50s, when they would rear end a sedan and it would flip the semi because the car was actually built
made out of steel.
And it rolled the truck over or something. It was some of the crazy things.
Oh, I remember when we
were
kids.
Distractions is what's causing it. There's a lot more technology distractions.
A buddy of ours had a four-door Chevy Caprice, like a 71. And we got hit hard. It barely wrinkled the bumper. Well, and I'm like, oh, my neck hurts.
Well, we were talking about this earlier this week. And, you know, since Canada stopped our line of business, we haul a lot of copper, new copper. And since they won't let copper come down without the tariffs on it, and now that they've got rid of a lot of illegal drivers, our workers, we're busier than snot. We just can't keep up. I mean, we're going back to customers we haven't did in 2 or 3 years.
Back up in New York. Nobody's parking trucks right now, you know, as far
as they're parking them because they got illegal drivers in them and they're only paying them $50 a day. And they're thinking,
well, this
they're
is going to sound harsh. I don't care if illegals have to park and walk. Like, they walked from another country. I mean, I'm sure they can walk here to wherever. I'm not being rude, but
yeah, it's I don't the really way it have is. A, you know,
every country
care,
has
I don't care you come, just come the right way.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Well, you got to play with it. You got to play with it. You know, that's how you get it to come the right way. You don't want to leave it just hang there.
Oh my goodness.
That look I just got. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah. She caught on to your dust there.
So why are your fingers still taped together? Are you going to milk them broken fingers out for a month?
No, it's because this one isn't moving right.
Because you ain't giving it to people enough.
I finally have the brace off, but I still have to keep it taped when I do a lot during the day because it's not moving right. So I have to.
Can you do this?
Keep it with this one.
Like that. Yep, you're good.
It's getting stronger, but it's not.
Well, that's always good.
It's broken two spots.
Richie said next time you're in Connecticut, let him know he's there quite a bit and you can hook up for lunch. I told him to make you buy.
Heck yeah. I haven't been out to Connecticut. I was
Connecticut.
I hope you make it down to the match show this year, brother. I'll take you out for dinner.
How far is Connecticut from here, from where we're at, Dave?
12 hours.
Oh,
yeah, oh wow.
12, 13 hours. It's right next to where.
So like funeral. A Texas drive.
It's right next to the funeral right now.
Yeah. It depends if you're in a semi or a silver Dodge pickup.
Yeah. You have somebody your orbit at a funeral right now. That's where Connecticut is.
Did you get that, girl?
What? Sorry, I didn't hear you over here.
I said it's 12 hours or 13 hours in a semi unless you're in a silver Dodge pickup, and it's probably 8.
Your
you
pickup?
Have a silver.
No, yours.
You're a lead foot.
Oh,
so
well, I have a black one it's, I don't know.
She's driving the black one.
My humor is wasted on her, Dave.
She's driving a black one because it's got the same exhaust yours has.
I know, she likes to hear it.
I love it.
It doesn't have an exhaust is why it sounds
the
like
best
that.
Thing about being a parent is taking your son's truck when you get like when I like
bang,
I get on it.
And now you gotta get you a toolbox on that one.
That's the one she wants to put
there
the
toolbox
on.
Have him hook you up, get half price. So.
I was on my way to meet Dave, and this biker guy pulls up next to me, and he goes, "A little chick in a big truck." He just kept saying it over, "A little chick in a big truck," and I just started laughing. I said, "This is my work truck. I got another one." It's like,
I got several trucks. You ain't gonna tease me.
Well, I still call it my son's truck, and I'll start making changes to it. He ain't gonna step up, be responsible. But what do you do? So I drive it.
So
when I'm being a jerk, I record the exhaust sound and then I send it to him. I'll make sure you don't want to work this out. Like, you just want me driving your truck, buddy? Like, what's your deal, dude?
So out of the wrecks I've been seeing, I keep seeing ones where drivers have actually went off an overpass. There's been a bunch of them. What is the deal with that?
Well, the deal with that is all trucks just about now, because the insurance companies have in cab cameras now.
Yeah.
And so So the companies are all, once this gets released and the insurance companies and everybody's starting to release some of this stuff. I seen one the other day, a guy fell asleep and drove over and hauling livestock and rolled it over. And there was
cows. Oh, yeah, they were out there with the drone trying to corral the cows. Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah. And it's like, come on, people. Pull over, take you 20 minutes. It's night and day. You know, you close your eyes.
Well, I sent you the one before the show there where the I got video of a guy going by the scale, a bull hauler. What was it? 102 mile an hour. And it was the voicemail to the guy from the owner.
Yeah.
Giving him hell. He's the only reason that guy didn't go by the come out of the scale was he was taking a shit.
Couldn't chase you down.
And he's like 102 past the scale. And he's just raising all sorts of hell. And he goes, call me back. No, yeah. Don't call me back. Call me back in 6 hours when I cool off. I'm thinking, I ain't calling you back at all.
Well, I got one. I got that same phone call at 80. And then I took a picture of the speed limit sign that said 80 because I was going across Oklahoma there on the toll road and sent it back to him. He says, I don't care. Slow it down.
Who was that? They never said nothing to me. I ran 90 down there in Texas across I-10 with a bulldozer.
Yeah, I got a phone call from him one day. You were like, you know what 8-0 means? And I go, no, what? And he goes, that's how fast you're going. You need to slow that thing down. So then I said, well, the speed limit is 80. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting to understand
why I'm not a driver. I couldn't well, take those calls.
You got to be an owner-operator driver where you make the choice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't have anybody call me like that because I would say they gave me a hang-up button for a reason. Click.
Click. No,
it was down there through 10 out of El Paso, and you hit the border patrol that stops you out there, and they got German Shepherds and everything. They look at you. Anything to declare? No, sir. Okay, get on down.
Well, you're running 90 across there, and you leave El Paso. The next town you come to is Waco. I mean, not Waco
Corpus Christi over there.
No, where's geez, I love
getting
being
your,
old.
Getting your tech, love being old.
Love yeah, being I can't share my glasses.
Let me
today.
Get a map out for you. Down at the tip.
No, Galveston. The guy with the propane, the cartoon, it was on Fox.
Austin,
yeah. It's like 190 miles of nothing. I mean, there's literally nothing, but, you know, those rabbits
but
with horns on them.
90 miles an hour, there's still people passing you.
Oh, I know. I did 85.
Other trucks passing you.
Yeah, I did 85 down through the parkway between Houston and Galveston, and I'm like, this is awful fast for, you know, a truck. It just don't feel right. You know,
I was 116,000.
Well, yeah.
Big dozer. There was no blade on it. It was a puller.
They still
make good time.
Yeah. See, I would need to have the freedom to just float my truck how it was needed through traffic when needed. And if somebody called me about it, I would be a little.
You could have stopped and fried an egg on them tires.
I would be a little bit irritated with it for calling me about it. Just put it that way.
Well, guys, we're about
to. We wonder why I have a taped middle finger.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to wrap this up.
My mouth gets me in trouble.
Oh, we're only about 45 minutes, ain't we?
Yeah, that's where we're supposed to be, 45 to 50.
All right.
So,
well, this has been Dave.
Time we get through all our bullshit now, it'll be another 45 minutes yet.
You guys are my fun for the weekend.
Well, I had on here foreign drivers being arrested across the company, but we'll get more into that next week.
Yeah, that's just like the news story you just read.
Speaking of next week.
Well, you saying that, that's why
you guys are
going to
be on.
They're parking their trucks. They're driving.
Location next week, or we're not doing till Sunday.
We're probably going to have to move the show to probably Sunday morning.
Take note, listeners.
Yeah.
Sunday,
Richie,
Sunday.
We'll probably get up Sunday morning. Unless something changed, we'll throw a message out there. But
Bourbon and Bingo at 7 p.m.
You got some bourbon to drink at that.
We got Malia's big gala
fundraiser.
Where's she going to get all dolled up so we can go see?
Oh, yeah, you better get some pictures.
One of
Dave.
My customers' fundraisers. It's not mine. I want to make that clear. It's for McMillan Health out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. They do bourbon and bingo. So they do a lot of educational stuff for the kids in Fort Wayne. The kids get to go, all the school buses come out and to their place, and they teach kids a lot of different things. It's a really neat hands-on place. So bourbon and bingo.
Do they give all the bourbon to the bus drivers?
No, it's just the way that they raise, they get their business owners together. It's the way they, say thank you to us, and we help raise money for them. So, I mean, anyone can go donate to them if they want, but the tickets are all sold out. Dave bought the last four.
Yep.
So,
at $100 a pop. Woo!
Everybody you get bourbon with days. It. Bingo. You get so many
bingo. Something at bingo? Money?
I'm just going to take an empty bottle.
Yeah, there's a lot of different
pouring
things.
Pouring it down into the empty bottle, and then when I leave, I'll send it down to you so you can get some because you can't be here.
Yeah, and it'll be a Heinz 57 mix if you're doing a tasting.
Well,
I'll put it in some barbecue sauce.
They have some really nice bourbon they give away at the bingo thing.
I'll go ahead and throw a bingo ball down in there, or maybe one of those pins so you can color the little dot on the paper.
A bingo ball. I want you to get super drunk and just keep yelling bingo all night.
Well, I get confused because they play bingo a few different. They have play a few different ways, and I'm like,
how do you
play it different ways?
Domicile all night.
Like you can get domicile. Like just getting it across or down or diagonal, or they do different. Like you have to go
four
this
corners.
Way.
Can you do a circle?
Yeah, and I'm like, geez, oh Pete, no wonder why all these old ladies sit at bingo night and stuff. It's like, but I'm not into it.
There's a bingo hall right around the corner from my house too, a big one.
No, it's too much sitting, too long for sitting. Even this, I'm like getting a little antsy. Gotta go outside and build a fire with my dogs. Click sticks.
And barking. So where can you find us, Malia, if you're curious and wanting to search the old interweb?
Oh, my. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. If you want to listen to us, you can listen to us anywhere. You can listen to a podcast. So Apple, Spotify, I don't know, wherever you get your podcast. Yeah. So just Google 3Fat and 3Fat Truckers will pop up.
That's true. You just play with us and we pop right up.
The number 3 and the word fat, and they should pop right up.
They must have took a blue pill before the show.
They took a unique name nobody wanted for some reason. So
no, everybody's all offended by it. Yeah,
I love it.
Our original TikTok count was considered offensive because it had the word fat in it. We were fat shaming somebody, so we had to work around that a little bit. So
until women meet me, they're like, the girl, aren't you offended by that? And I'm like, no, I'm just the girl. And then they're like, oh, but we love your boots. Let's take a picture.
I don't know. It just sort of, I started calling you that. It just sort of stuck.
It just did.
Well,
yeah,
I am just the girl, though.
Where's the girl at? You know, she's always late getting on here.
And I'm
she's always
a toilet scrubber, and I'm just like a hat wearer.
And she's always the first one at the truck show because she drives 77 mile an hour.
Well,
all the time.
I just get excited about seeing the trucks, and I like listening to them. And then I want to sleep and hear them hum at night.
Yeah.
I'm a dork.
She should be a truck driver then, huh, Dave?
I should. I just can't obey or follow rules, I guess. So I'd have to be my own.
Hey, I have a challenge for you, Dave, tonight.
Yes, sir.
I want you to take a Viagra and a handful of melatonin and see if you can rub one out before you fall asleep.
What? That is terrible. I apologize, folks. That will not be a TikTok short. I promise.
Where's the doctor or the Diet Pepsi? We can see if we can get it to shoot
Diet
off.
Pepsi.
Not the melatonin. Mm-hmm. The melon. So
okay, wrap her up.
What else we got to do here, guys?
Well, it's been a good show. Everybody get a chance to check us out everywhere you can. This is your old buddy Dave rolling out, throwing it back at the girls.
I've been the girl, the red lipstick wearer, Malia, rockin' Rizelt's hat. Go check them out. You can find a link on any of our pages, Rizelt's Machine Works. If you want a flatbed, they're the ones to go to. If you want to take my Dodge over for me, Christmas gift me a flatbed, I'll let you do it up. It's like, I promise to Facebook it.
I promise to Facebook it.
And she's eating a big cheeseburger, telling you.
Yeah, I'll wear it.
For sure. That's been Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week and be safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.